Y'all ready for the word? Y'all like, yes, get to the word. Okay, Isaiah chapter 11. We're going to be looking at a lot of verses today, but we'll start in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. We are in a series called Simple Theology. Now, I want to be clear to you that I have today's message. I'm struggling because there is so much content, and I'm so passionate about this content that it is hard for me to narrow it down to a quick 30 to 35 minute message. 45, something like that. 30, 35 minute message. And so I'm going to try to do my best this morning to bring you what I believe the Lord is desiring for you to know about this person. We have been studying in simple theology some simple things. The first week we talked about theology. The word theo in the Greek, in Latin rather, means God, and the word ology means the study of or the knowledge of. And so the first week we talked about the study or the knowledge of God. Who is God? And we said that God is omniscient, which means he is all-knowing. He's omnipresent, which means he's everywhere. He's omnipotent, which means he's all-powerful. And you can wrap all his other names up in this big one, Yahweh, which means I am that I am. You know, every time I say that, I think you got to say that with a little ghetto swag. Like, who are you? I am. You know, that's, he's whatever you need him to be. And then the last week, we talked about who is Jesus. We studied Christology. Christology is Christ, and ology, the study or knowledge of. And so we studied about Jesus Christ. And we talked about who is Jesus, but not just who is he. Who is he to you? Who do you say Jesus is? Because once you discover who Jesus is, then Jesus begins to speak to you about who you are and about your purpose. And then he starts to tell Peter that, no, the gates of hell will not prevail against you. And he says, look, I know stuff is about to pop off, so let me give you some keys so you can handle things that are coming down. And if you missed that message, I encourage you to get last week's podcast. It's free. It's on our website, because it was so powerful when you start to understand the power of who Jesus is. Now, this week, we're going to move a little bit further, and we're going to be talking about pneumatology. And to spell it for you, it's spelled with a P. I know. I'm like, y'all got to spell pneuma. Pneuma don't got no parts of a P to it. But like pneumonia, P-N-E-U-ma-tology. That's enough. Just in case sister get it wrong. P-N-E-U-matology. Pneumatology. Pneuma means breath, wind, energy, the word. Ology is the study of. So this is the study of the breath of God, the wind of God, the word of God, which is the Spirit of God. And so today we're going to be answering the question, who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? And so if you have your Bibles, I'm not going to ask you to stand, but if you just lift your Bibles in the air, we're going to say our Bible affirmation this morning. This gets us ready for God to speak to us. Y'all ready? Let's say this together. This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do, and I can have what it says I can have. So I open my heart today to hear God speak a word that will change my life forever. Amen. We're going to be looking at Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 11, verse 1 and 2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's read. We're going to be reading for the sake of us reading together out of the New King James Version. If you have a different version, no worries. The words will appear on your screen. But let's read these two verses together. You ready? There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just confess that there is no possible way that we can do an exhaustive study of who the Holy Spirit is in this short period of time. But Holy Spirit, I believe you've got a word for every person that's in here. Take this word, use it for your glory. Touch every heart, speak to every person, move me aside. Holy Spirit, you be our teacher tonight about you. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen, amen, amen. So we are talking about pneumatology, the study of the Holy Spirit. And it sounds really crazy, but that's the reason why I want to break it down and make it simple. I'm going to give you the end, like I did last week, so that you'll stay with me through the beginning. Because if I take you on the journey, you might be like, what does this mean to me? I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is so important that Jesus did nothing, no miracle, had no perception of insight into people, had no ideology about what God's word was doing and when to use it. He could do nothing without the person of the Holy Spirit. And so what I'm coming to tell you today, and my point is, if you understand who the Holy Spirit is, you'll be able to do greater things than Jesus Christ did. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, let me tell you something. You and I need the Holy Spirit too. And so today is not just about who is the Holy Spirit, but today is about what in the world do I need the Holy Spirit for in my life? Now, I want to start off because my question is, who is the Holy Spirit? My question is not, what is the Holy Spirit? Most people think the Holy Spirit is an emotion. You know, if you go to a church, they'd be like, oh, did they somebody catch the Holy Ghost today? You know what they y'all don't know it because y'all come to this church. Okay, let me break that down. That usually occurs when somebody gets real excited and start dancing and doing all kind of stuff. And people say, oh, that was a good service. They got the Holy Ghost. I don't know how you catch a person. Like, how you just catch somebody? I mean, unless they've fallen on you, like, and you like, oh, I'm catching you. But it's a really interesting thing. The Holy Spirit is not some emotional experience that you have. The Holy Spirit is not some exuberant joy. A lot of people think he's just a force that just kind of moves along. The Holy Spirit is the person of God himself. In order to understand that, I have to tell you about the Trinity. Because the Trinity means that God is three persons in one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And most of y'all are like, I don't understand how that's possible. I get it. That's difficult. But you understand water. You understand ice. And you understand vapor. All three of those things are H2O. In three different forms. Come on, somebody. At three different times with three different purposes. If it's cold outside, I need water to be boiled and the vapor to come up. I don't need water in the form of ice. So when we talk about God is the Trinity in three and one, what we're saying is God, man, God is a person and he comes to bring three distinct different things in our life. We have God the Father who is loving and caring, Jesus his Son who came to sacrifice and die for you, and the Holy Spirit, which most believers don't want to talk about, don't know about, and forget completely about. He's the main person that we need living today. Because without the Holy Spirit, we can't do nothing. You can't figure stuff out. You don't know. Some of y'all are sitting there trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing in your life and what you're supposed to be doing next and how are things going to work out. And the reason why you're struggling to figure it out is because you have not learned about the person of the Holy Spirit and how he has been designed to help you so that you don't have to struggle with all that stuff. Do you not know we're struggling for no reason? I'm not talking about people who don't know Jesus. I'm talking about Christians. We're struggling to obey God when we don't have to. We're struggling to know what God wants us to do when we don't have to. We're struggling with what's going to happen in the future. You don't have to. The Holy Spirit will help you with all of that stuff. You're struggling because you ain't like, I ain't got no strength to get up this morning. The Holy Spirit was like, I will kick you out of bed in the morning if you let me. So to me, out of all of our messages on simple theology, today's is the most important because today is where we get the practical application of understanding who is God, who is Jesus, who is the Holy Spirit, and learning how to live that out on a daily basis. So when we started this passage, if we're going to talk about the Trinity, some people say, well, I don't know. I never see the word Trinity in the Bible. You are correct. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. But we can clearly see God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit show up. And I'm going to show you one particular passage where you see that. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. I'm going to be honest with you. I have taken at least three courses in graduate school on pneumatology or the study of the Holy Spirit. Three semester-long courses where I have studied about the work and the move of the Holy Spirit. It was one of my favorite topics in graduate school. So I'm going to do my best to try to not flood y'all with too much. Is that all right? So I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures. Write them down, take them home, and read them later. You're not going to be able to flip to them fast enough, I guarantee you. But praise God, Crystal has got a quick trigger finger, and she will put it up on the screen for you. Ready? Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. You're going to see God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in this place. When he had been baptized, that he is Jesus, Jesus came up immediately from the water. So the first person you see there is Jesus. And behold, the heavens were open to him, and he saw, here you go, the second person, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, descending like a dove and alighting on him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven. Who is the voice? Father God. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This is one of the few places in scripture where you will see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in three distinct differences show up in one place. Thus proving that God does exist in the Trinity, three in one. So if anybody say, I don't believe in the Trinity, take them to this passage. Well, then who are these three different people in this passage? Who's Jesus, who's the Spirit of God, and who the one talking? They're three different people, all right? So I needed to do that because this was important. So you have God the Father, who's in heaven, who sent his son Jesus to die for us. Jesus comes now fully human, completely human. Watch this. And because he was completely human, he was no longer omnipresent, which means he couldn't be everyone at once. He was no longer omniscient, which means he didn't know everything. He was no longer omnipotent, which means he did not have all power. So Jesus came and showed up in the earth just like me and you. But Jesus got baptized. Somebody say, well, why Jesus got to get baptized? Ain't he God? Because he was fully human. And he had to do everything that we need to do. Some of y'all are like, why y'all have baptisms once a month? We have them because once you become a believer, your next step of faith is to get baptized. Something happens in the spiritual realm when you obey God and get into that water. Something changes inside. And some of y'all are like, I don't know, I just feel like I got wet. It might feel like you got wet on the outside, but on the inside and in the spiritual realm, something completely has shaken up in the atmosphere and completely changed. Let me show you what happens when you get baptized. Watch this, Matthew chapter 3:16. Look at this passage. The Bible says Jesus, he goes down under the water, and immediately when he came up from the water, heavens were opened to him. Now, if you read this in the Greek, it's a rending of the heavens, which means a violent ripping of the heavens opened up, and Jesus is now sitting and standing underneath an open heaven, which means there is no barrier between him and God, so that anything he needs from God, come on somebody, he can easily access in the spiritual realm. He don't have to worry about fighting off demonic forces, and wherever he steps, he's under an open heaven. Y'all are missing this. And so the reason we want you to get baptized is because when you get baptized and you go under the water, in the natural, in the spiritual realm, the heavens open up over you. Come on, somebody. So that now you have complete access to God. You're not sitting there worrying if God hears me or if God can care about me. Why? Because I'm under an open heaven. So if you are here and you have given your life to Jesus Christ and you have never been baptized, I want to encourage you to come see me after service, because next Sunday we are doing baptisms, because I want you to have that experience. But it wasn't just that the heavens opened up. The Bible says the heavens opened up and the Holy Spirit came and gently just sat down on Jesus. His presence just said, I got you. Why was this important? This was important because it had been prophesied in our main passage in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, that this was going to happen. In Isaiah 11, it's prophesying about Jesus who's to come. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. That's Jesus Christ. He should come, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. So they're talking about Jesus, and they say in verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him. Why was this so important? Because there's going to be a whole lot of people that's going to show up, but if they don't have the Spirit of God on them, there's no distinction. Look, 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 look. This is the difference between folks who believe in Jesus and folks who operate in power. Y'all ever had folks that you like, I need to go get them to pray for me, because when they pray, ooh. People always say, Pastor, can you pray for me about this? And my first question is, have you prayed? Because a lot of people want other folks to do what they're not willing to do. Like you, and then, or here's the worst one. When I ask people say, can you pray for me? And I say, well, what can I pray about? Well, just whatever. I don't do them whatever prayers. Because you know what? Look, you got like, it's a lot of stuff going on. If you came to me for something specific, let's get it and get to it. Why? Because I believe that there are those of us who have the Spirit of God. Watch this. And it's not something that's unique to just certain people. It's available to every person, where the Spirit of God sits on you. And when the Spirit of God sits on you and you're sitting under an open heaven, you can easily access God and go in and get whatever you need, even whether it's for yourself or for somebody else. So part of the reason that we encourage you to come to get to know the Holy Spirit is because we want you to be the person that people come to and say, ooh, she can get a prayer through right there. I don't even know what that means. Everybody get a prayer through. Jesus hear it all. I don't know why people say that. What that means is we got the answer that we're looking for, because we know how to access things in prayer. Now watch this. The Holy Spirit sat on him. The Bible says in verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him. And then it starts describing this Spirit. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Something's going to be different about this person called Jesus who is to come. And what was different about him was not how he looked, because the Bible says he had no special reputation when it came to his looks. He wasn't like, you know, Shamar Moore or nothing. Just saying. Like an average person. What was special about him was the Spirit of God was on him. Do you not know that that is what the Holy Spirit wants to do for you? You ain't got to be the best looking person in the bunch, but when you got the Spirit of God on you, people look at you different. They say it's something different. I don't know what it is about you. You know what it is? Because the Holy Spirit with me. He's resting. Why? What do I see different? What does the Holy Spirit bring? Well, this passage says the Spirit of wisdom and understanding shows up. Some of y'all are like, well, what difference does that make? Well, let me tell you why that makes a difference. Wisdom and understanding relates to your intellectual life. Wisdom and understanding is intellectual knowledge and learning how it applies to our lives. It's the ability to perceive more and to be able to understand more truth. Wisdom is knowledge applied. Understanding is just getting stuff. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will come upon Jesus, which means that Jesus is demonstrating how the Holy Spirit wants to come upon us, so you can have wisdom and understanding too. You sitting back going, I don't know what to do in this situation. I don't even, look, how many of y'all been in an argument with somebody you just don't understand? Okay, let me put it this way. Anybody ever been married? Then you've been in that argument. Like you trying, you like, I you talking to me, but it's like, you might as well be like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah. I don't, you speak in a foreign language to me right now. And they're like, I'm trying to make it as clear as possible. And I'm like, it ain't clear. I don't get you. I don't understand. But when the Holy Spirit rests on you, the Holy Spirit will help you to understand that person and help you to understand their motives and understand what they're saying, so that you don't have to sit there and be frustrated no more. Some of y'all are frustrated and you don't understand your boss because your boss is crazy, and you sitting there going, I don't understand why they acting like this. And the reason why you're struggling, because if the Holy Spirit would just come in and show up and sit down and talk to you, you'd begin to understand, oh, man. They got daddy issues. This ain't got nothing to do with me. You carry so much stuff that because you don't understand what's happening in the world around you, and you're carrying this fear that it's all about you. That's 99% of the stuff going on around you ain't got nothing to do with you. But then you go back and you're like, well, maybe they don't like me because I'm not smart enough. Maybe because I don't have to. They sitting there worried about how their daddy ain't never been there for them. And they just mad and they showed up because their daddy ain't never been there. They ain't going to be there for nobody. It ain't got nothing to do with you. But the Holy Spirit will talk to you and say, psh, 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 this ain't got nothing to do with you. Sometimes people say stuff, you know, and they be like, How come, Pastor, people say things to you and you don't trip out about it? Well, most times. Sometimes I will go a little spit spat on with it. But most times I'm like, don't really bother. Because I understand that it ain't got nothing to do with me. Most of your haters are hating. This ain't got nothing to do with you. But the Holy Spirit wants to show you that. Okay, married people, get ready for another clue. Most of the time when your spouse is mad at you, it ain't got nothing to do with you either. And you're sitting there going, what did I do? Why are you talking to me like this? Something else is going on internally. If you ask the Holy Spirit will show you what's happening. And then you can start addressing the real issue instead of fighting. How many times do we argue and fight with folks? For days, weeks, months, some of your family members for years. Some of y'all got beef going back so long, you don't even know what you're beefing about. You just know we don't talk to Uncle So-and-so. Well, what did Uncle So-and-so do? Girl, we don't talk about that either. It's because don't nobody know. And we don't understand. It could have been something that happened between Uncle Skeeter and Auntie Louise 25,000 years ago. And now the whole family got a schism behind it. And the Holy Spirit will just be like, it was over a Barbie doll. Maybe if you just buy Aunt Louise a Barbie doll, this will solve every problem. See, God understands that we don't know everything. But he has given us a Holy Spirit who does. And the Holy Spirit is not trying to be silent with you. Like, I'm not going to tell you nothing. The Holy Spirit wants to tell us things. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us he will tell us what is yet to come. I want you to know that even Jesus as a man needed the Holy Spirit to enlighten him about certain things. The Holy Spirit brought to Jesus full and comprehensive view of all the mysteries that were happening around you. You would hear Jesus say to people, you know, they were thinking something, and he would just be like, I know you thinking this. And some of y'all are like, well, how he know that? It's because he was God. It wasn't because he was God, because he wasn't operating at God. It was because the Holy Spirit showed him what was going on with him, with other people. You need the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom about situations and understanding. John 16, 13, I want you to see this passage. Write it down. I just said it, but I want you to see it. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. And Jesus, this is the night before he dies. This is one of the most, look here, if the night before you die, you know you about to die tomorrow, and you got your closest friends around them, you're going to tell them things that are super important. You ain't going to be talking about Cap and how Cap was at the football game. And, you know, what? Man, Cap looked really good. I don't know, man. You're not going to be talking about how Tua got hurt yesterday and might not be able to play for Alabama. You ain't got time for that. I'm going to be telling you about, see, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't keep up with the sporting events of the day. Those are little light and momentary things that were important to me yesterday. But if I was dying, they wouldn't be important. Watch this. Jesus starts telling him, there's some important stuff I need you to know before I leave. He tells them, he says, when he, being the Holy Spirit, notice he calls him a person. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. You don't know what truth is? He's going to guide you. Some of y'all are sitting there talking about, I don't know if I'm supposed to take this job or that job. I don't know. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into what's true. I don't know if this person is real or legit. You know, are they trying to throw snow me? The Holy Spirit will lead you into the truth about that person. The Holy Spirit will show you that. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, being from God, he will speak. Now watch this. And he will tell you things to come. Some of y'all are sitting there like, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I know some things. I don't know everything. But I know that there are some things that the Holy Spirit has told me that God is going to do. I know that my children are going to be all right. I know my children are going to serve the Lord. I know that all my children shall be taught of the Lord and grace shall be their peace because God's word says. I know that I shall live a long and prosperous life because of Jude chapter 20 that tells me, or 3 John 2 that says, beloved, above all things, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health and prosper even as your soul prospers. I understand that God wants to give me, look, some of y'all are like, I don't know how long I'm going to live. I know it's going to be a long life. You know why? Because the Bible says with long life, he will satisfy me. The Holy Spirit has been talking to me about what is yet to come. Now, I might not know the details and be able to say, you're going to wear a red dress tomorrow. I don't know what kind of dress you're going to wear tomorrow. I don't really care. But what I do know is the Holy Spirit will speak to me the important things so that I will have peace about situations. Some of y'all are worried about your future. You're worried about your children's future. You're worried about your finances. If you learn how to talk to the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth and tell you what's about to come. You ain't got to worry. Look here, I've been sitting here, and some of y'all are like, how are you so confident about this? Because the Holy Spirit can't lie. So if he tells me this is going to come, it's going to happen. I have no worries. I have been declaring that my children are going to go off to college and be able to go to college and not come out of school with any debt. That's been my declaration. And so I have no doubt that my children can go to school and not come to school, not end up coming out in debt. So how you stand up so confident? Because the Holy Spirit told me. He cannot lie. And some of us, the Holy Spirit tells you what's yet to come, but you don't believe it, so you can't say it. If God could literally open up the heavens and speak an audible word about something in your future, do you not know that most of us would still struggle to believe? But when you understand that he's speaking truth and he can only speak what's truth and he can only speak what's coming from the Father, you understand that what he's telling you is right and it's wisdom and he's trying to give you understanding. Why? Because he know you crazy. Because there were some things, if God didn't tell me ahead of time what's going to happen, I'd be the lost my natural mind. Look here, I love my children. And I will, I will knock a brother out. I'm talking about my kids. I ain't talking about no other. I'm talking about I will knock them out. And sometimes the Holy Spirit has to remind me this is just part of the process. They're going to be all right. No, God, because see, they done lost their mind. They thought they could say anything to me. And you know what God said? God said, God would do things like, there were times in my relationship with my son, my oldest one, when I thought, we're not going to make it. Y'all gonna see me on the cover of your Facebook advertisements, and it's gonna say local pastor locked up for choking her child. And I would literally go to the Holy Spirit because I needed wisdom and I needed to understand what was happening. I said, God, and my brother used to say, this child, I can't believe he has forgotten who his mama is. Because he think he can say anything. I said, you better tell him who his mama is. Watch this. I would go and I would pray, Lord, what's happening with my child? Holy Spirit, show me what's going on. And the Holy Spirit would show me things like, he misses his dad. He's grieving right now. I'd be like, you lying. That's why he acting like this? See, it didn't have anything to do with me. But the Holy Spirit gave me wisdom and understanding. And the Holy Spirit said, if you would just talk to him, if you'll just love him and reassure him, if you'll just wrap your arms around, I said, wrap my arms around somebody who literally disrespected me, and I pay his bills and feed him. Come on, Jesus. And the Holy Spirit just put your arms around him. And I put my arms around him, my son would just melt. And I'd be like, there it is. And we talk about his dad, and literally the next day, it all go away. He's the nicest kid in the world. He kind of still is. He's not here today, so don't tell him I said that. His friends are here. Don't tell him I said he was nice. How do I know what to do with my children? How do I know what to do with my spouse? How do I know what to do on my job? Because the Holy Spirit has been left to tell you what to do and to tell you what's yet to come. And then go back to Isaiah 11:2, because here's my next point. Watch this. Let me try to make this fast. Oh, I ain't even got to the good stuff yet. Isaiah 11:2, it also says that not only is he the spirit of wisdom and understanding, but he's the spirit of counsel and might. Counsel and might. This relates to your practical life. Counsel is the gift of being able to formalize a right conclusion in the middle of a situation. It's knowing what I ought to do. And then might is the ability to go do it. Yeah, y'all don't miss it. Look here. People can tell you what to do. But that don't mean you got the strength to go do it. The Holy Spirit is so good, he will not only tell you what to do, but give you the strength to do what he's trying to tell you to do. Acts 1:8. The Holy Spirit, Jesus told us you need to go and make disciples of all the earth, baptizing them and all this. And so he gave us a mandate to go to all the earth and let people know about him. But what was funny is he said, don't you leave till you get the Holy Ghost. You cannot go do this until the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Do not leave. Don't go and do the work that I've called you to do until the Holy Spirit falls fresh on you. What are you trying to say? There are people who are believers who do not have the Holy Spirit on them. And so they are working in their own strength and in their own counsel to try to make things happen. And they're flopping and they're failing and things are not working. And God said, I've never set it up to be that hard. All you have to do is just simply talk to the Holy Spirit. Wait on the Holy Spirit to come on you. He will give you wisdom, understanding, and counsel, and then you will have a strength to be able to go out and do everything I told you to do. He says, but you shall receive power. When the Holy Spirit comes on you, he doesn't just come on you to be like, let me tell you what's going on. He comes on you to be like, come on, girl, let's go. I'm going to tell you what's coming up, but then I'm going to give you the strength to go out there and kick down walls to make it happen. The reason why we are struggling to do the work of God, the reason why we're struggling to do good stuff is because we keep trying to do it in our own strength. And we don't sit back and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. I have seen this so very clearly when it comes to business principles. I struggle with a problem and not know what to do. But the minute I stop and say, Holy Spirit, and I talk to him and call his name. Because now some people say, why don't you call on Jesus? I can call on Jesus. Jesus will still answer. It ain't like he don't know. But it's like, I need ice right now. I don't need water. So when I need ice, I'm going to the refrigerator because I'm going to the freezer because I need ice. When I need, come on somebody, strength, it's not that Jesus know you talking about the Holy Spirit, but why not call and go to the Holy Spirit, give me strength? We have to learn how to call him by his name. Holy Spirit, I need understanding. Holy Spirit, I need, now you can, look here, God is not so jacked up that if you call Holy Spirit God and Holy Spirit Jesus that he gonna be mad. He's okay with that. But my thing is, you know, my name is a little complicated, Shayna. My mama, she from the hood. She know how to spell it like normal people. It's S-H-E-Y-N-A. And what makes me mad when people call me the wrong name. Don't nobody else get mad? Because y'all, Jennifer, that's not a complicated name. You don't have that problem. But those of y'all with complicated cultural names, it makes you mad. Pastor Jewel, I told her, she was like, man, you're a drummer like Sheila E. I was like, Jewel E. She was like, don't call me that. My name is not Julie. My name is Jewel. She says, and people call her Jules with a plural S. And she gets mad. She was like, it's only one of me. Why? Because your name says something about you. So when you're in a situation where you need strength and you need wisdom, I'm doing good teaching here. Ask for the right name. Holy Spirit, show up right now. Holy Spirit, I need power. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Holy Spirit, you look, people might be like, oh, are you talking to some fort? No, I'm talking to a person who is God, who has strength and has been given to me for this very purpose. Holy Spirit, I need strength. The Bible says, look here, when Jesus was in the garden, he cried out to the Father, but it was the Holy Spirit that was rested on him that helped him go through that whole experience. He needed strength. All right, here's the last one because I got to get out of here. Maybe not, but I got to make it the last one. The knowledge and fear of the Lord. This relates to our direct relation to God. This is the ability to maintain a continual sense of God's presence and to act according to the view of God's glory in your life. Do you not know it's the Holy Spirit who will let you know when the presence of God is there? It is the Holy Spirit who gives you knowledge about God. It is the Holy Spirit who shows you things about God. It is the Holy Spirit who reveals who God is to you and then shows you a sense of awe and wonder so that you keep God in mind when you do everything you do. And all this is made possible because he gives us gifts. And in 1 Corinthians 12:7, it says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. He's given a word of wisdom, that's through the Spirit, a word of knowledge, the same Spirit, to another faith, to another gifts of healing, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. All of these are different spirits, but it's the same Spirit that works all things. In other words, the Holy Spirit is showing up to help you see God in the presence of God in every situation, to give you a revelation and an understanding of God. Now, that was all kind of my, I told you it was so much I didn't have to give it to you, but I'm going to close on this one passage because I want you to get the main thing about the Holy Spirit that I think is important to you today. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10, I'm going to close on this passage right here. Remember I told you when you get a revelation of who Jesus is, he'll show you who you are? When you understand the Holy Spirit will show you your purpose. But as it is written, this verse says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. You don't have a clue of what God has in store for you. You don't have a clue. Your mind can't conceive. You can't even think high enough to think about what God desires for you. But watch this, verse 10. But God has revealed them to us. It could have stopped there, but it tells you how. Through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Some of y'all know how to search some things. The Holy Spirit is like the best search engine ever. He searches all things. Yes, even the deep things of God. What am I trying to tell you? What do I want you to get from this? The Holy Spirit is a revealer. And if you understand this, you might struggle with what's my purpose, what's my call, what's my destiny, what am I supposed to do? And the Holy Spirit say, just talk to me, and I will reveal to you what God's trying to do in your life. For all of our young people, and I don't care if young being high school or young being 55, for all of our young people who struggle with this, this is the most important thing I could give you out of today's message. The Holy Spirit wants to show you what's next. He wants to show you. My son, you know, he's trying to play baseball in college, and he's working, and you see all the kids who are getting signed, and you get excited for them. You're happy for them, but you're kind of like, well, what's up with me, God? I told him, I said, our problem is we haven't went to the Holy Spirit and asked the Holy Spirit, what does God want for you? So we're going to start praying. I said, we're going to stop chasing all these camps. We're going to stop chasing all these things. We're going to go where the Holy Spirit tells us to go. We're going to do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. I said, you don't need 15 offers. You just need the one God has for you. So we're going to seek God for this. And what I love about it is God was like, now you're teaching them how to come to me for everything. Because if he learns how to do that as a child, come on, somebody. Let me tell y'all something. We had something happen this morning in prayer that blew my mind. We have prayer before our service. And this is why it's so powerful. It's a little off what I'm about to say, but it's important. We have a five-year-old in our church who loves God. And she's a worshiper. I mean, y'all might know Deshae. This is Jonathan and Crystal's daughter. And we were in prayer, and it was like we had adults who were struggling to pray. But I was watching her, and she was like, she's just praying, just walking, praying through the sanctuary, just walking in prayer. I said, wow. One thing we say in this church is there is no junior Holy Spirit, which means the same Holy Spirit that's on us is on our babies. And as she was walking, the Holy Spirit said, let her pray and lead the prayer service. Watch this. And as she was, she came up, she sat right here next to me. So sweet. God, she's a beautiful little girl. And I didn't know what I was going to get. But watch this. The Holy Spirit said, let her pray. When you follow the Holy Spirit, he'll start to show you stuff. And that little girl sat here, and the Lord started to show me purpose on her life. I started to see. She sat here, and she didn't just go like, thank you, Jesus. She was like, Lord, I thank you that you have the gift to heal. I thank you that healing is going to take place today. I thank you, Father God, that your presence is here. Your power is here. We praise you, Lord. I was going. I mean, she was going in prayer. Come on, anybody in prayer this morning testify? She was going in this morning, and I was sitting there going like, oh, snap. And the Lord said, if she can lead prayer, come on, the Holy Spirit, if she can lead prayer at 5, can you imagine the damage she's going to do in the enemy's kingdom? The Spirit searches the deep things of God. There is no way in the world I would have ever asked a 5-year-old to come and lead a bunch of adults in prayer. And you know what God said? He said, adults, look here, you're making prayer too complicated. Stop trying to figure out, oh, we're going to convert the right words. And Jesus is like, I don't care. She's five and she found the word. She just open your mouth and start talking to me and I will take care of the rest. Don't be scared. And that's what the Lord was doing. He was giving us an illustration using the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will show you crazy stuff. But it's true. And he reveals purpose to you. And he searches things. And this church is a breeding ground to help you understand when the Holy Spirit is moving. This church is a breeding ground to teach you how to know when the Holy Spirit is talking to you. Why? Because you can't do nothing without the Holy Spirit. I can't help you with nothing else if you don't get the Holy Spirit in your life. Everything in this church. Let me tell you something. We're about to close. Everybody stand. But I'm going to tell you this while you stand, because I love the Holy Ghost. I can talk about the Holy Spirit all. Oh, my gosh, I love the Holy Spirit so much. He's everything to me. This church will do crazy stuff sometime, like today. You may or may not have noticed it, but during worship, I was sensing the Holy Spirit wasn't getting what he wanted. And so I added a song because I felt like that's what the Lord wanted. Some churches, if that's our set, that's our set. You can't come up here with a new song, Pastor. You know why I love our church? It don't matter if it works or it don't work. What matters is we're trying to follow the Holy Spirit. And there are going to be things that in this church we're going to test to see if the Holy Spirit is moving. Why? Because the Spirit searches the deep things of God. He got some stuff he's trying to show us and do. And if we don't follow him, we won't get it. So look here, we're going to be radical and crazy and do whatever we think the Holy Spirit telling us to do. There have been services where I haven't had to preach because the worship was just so, people would get healed and delivered just in worship. I ain't have to say nothing. But that don't happen every week. We just follow the Holy Spirit. Jesus did not do a recorded miracle until the Holy Spirit came upon him. If you don't believe me, check the scriptures. He didn't turn water to wine until the Holy Spirit came on him. That was his first miracle. Which means if you're going to see the supernatural happen around you in your life, you need the Holy Spirit. If you're just going to understand what's going on with your future, you need the person of the Holy Spirit. Pastor, what are you saying to me? I'm saying you have to learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit's voice. And we're here to help you learn how to do that. How do we do that? Keep coming to come to Bible study on Wednesday nights. We teach you how to read the word. Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. We have small groups happening. Like, we have a small group going on healing. Is that still happening, Crystal? Are we done with that? Is it over? We have one more small group happening on Saturday night from 6 to 8 where they talk about healing. Healing is something. It's one of the gifts that's released by the Holy Spirit. How do I know when the Holy Spirit wants to release healing if I'm never around people who teaching me about healing? Some of the reasons why we're not seeing supernatural stuff, it's because you're not around the people where the supernatural is happening. Y'all don't want to hear that. We want to just say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. No. Some of us don't understand. God has prophetic words about your life and your family and your children, and he's trying to release them. But if you're not around people who understand and can teach you about the prophetic, we have a prophetic class that's going to come up in January, I think, or something. Of course, something. We've had a couple. We had one this session. We have OSL, Operation Solid Lives, where you hear the word. And you learn to read the word. And you know what? I've been praying because I want our teens to go through OSL this summer. I've been praying. I know they don't want to go through it, but I feel like they need to know how to hear the word of God for themselves. They're smart enough. They be doing some deep calculus and chemistry. Why can't they get the Holy Ghost to teach them about how to read the word and study? We got to go deeper in our understanding of who is God, who is Jesus, who is the Holy Spirit, because there are greater works that God has for us. And we can't do them without the Holy Spirit. Amen? All right, so here's what I want you to do. If you're here today and this message hits you and you're like, man, I may not be as tight with the Holy Spirit as I want to be. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I ever prayed to him. But I want what Jesus had. I may not understand it all, may not get it all, but I want that. If that's you, right where you are, would you just raise your hand? I want to pray for you right where you are. We're going to pray for the Holy Spirit to fall fresh upon you. And then we're going to have our prayer team come up, and they're going to pray. Pastor B, if you could go to the back door. Come on up, prayer team. But right now I'm going to pray for them with their hands up. At the end of service, there is a deeper move of the Holy Spirit that would happen. It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. if you are here and your hand is lifted or not, and you're like, hey, I want more of the Holy Spirit, then these people are here and they're willing to pray with you about that. But let me pray for those with your hands up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come because, Holy Spirit, we need more of you. That's not just a song we sing. It's a lifestyle we live. Holy Spirit, we're desperate because we want that wisdom and that understanding. We want the counsel and the might. We want the presence of the Lord and the fear of the Lord in our lives. Lord, we want the supernatural works. God, we want to understand what is yet to come. And so, Holy Spirit, we're crying out for more of you. Lord, I pray this week that you would cause us and draw us deeper to you. Every person with their hand raised, I ask, Father God, that there would be a tugging in their heart of the Holy Spirit that would draw them into a closer connection with you this week. I pray, Father God, that they would hear your voice clearly, that there would be a hunger for the Holy Spirit, that God, they would hunger for more, thirst for more of you. I pray, Father God, right now that those who have never had the experience of being baptized in water will make a decision that I want to be baptized in water, and those who've never had the experience of being baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit, where power falls on them like fresh and new ways, will come today and be prayed for, and they'll pray, and they will receive that precious gift of the promise of the Holy Spirit on our lives. Father, we thank you. Come on, can you just say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Spirit of the living God rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, and forevermore. May the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, rest on you this week.